أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فكيف تتقون إن كفرتم يوما يجعل البلدان شيبا السماء منفطر به كان وعده مفعولا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا صدق الله العظيم. Some ayahs before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the azab of the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Him sending our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a witness to this ummah. Like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent to Fir'aun Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. In this dunya, Fir'aun disobeyed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. He did not bring iman, and in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. Coming back to the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْبِلْدَانَ شِبًا. In kafartum, if you disbelieve, how would you protect yourself on that day? يَجْعَلُ الْبِلْدَانَ شِبًا, the day that will make a young boy turn grey. Few aspects of this ayat, we find that here, and quite relevant to the coming of the month of Ramadan, and all the time we hear this word taqwa, and sometimes it becomes a nightmare for ulama to explain to us the original meaning of taqwa. For purposes of convenience, it has been translated as piety, Allah consciousness, the fear of Allah. But here, tattaqoon, that comes from the word taqwa, is used perhaps in its most original and in its most raw form, so that we can understand this word taqwa in its originality. In kafartum, if you disobey, if you commit kufr, kayfa tattaqoon, then how would you protect yourself? And that is the actual meaning of taqwa, to create a protection. Protection from what? From the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is actually what taqwa is all about. That we have to guard ourselves, we have to protect ourselves from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how are we going to do it? Create the consciousness of Allah, bring about piety, etc. However, this ayah conveys a very serious message to us. That day, the day of Qiyamah, يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ الشِّبَى, which will make young boys old. It will make them turn grey. Why would it make them turn grey? One is because of the horror of the day of Qiyamah, the little boys that will be there, the hair is black. And as the day progresses, they will become old, like how people become old in this world. And as age begins to progress, then we will see one or two grey hair protrude, and then thereafter the entire hair becomes grey and it becomes white. And in that way we will say, now this person is gone old. So that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts for us this picture of the day of Qiyamah, the horror of the day of Qiyamah. And some ulama say, because of the extreme length of the day of Qiyamah, even young boys will become old, and still the hisab and kitab will not be completed. Allah says, As-sama'u munfatirun bi. The skies, the heavens will begin to split. The heavens will split on the day of Qiyamah, and that is to show, on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the mountains and the earth, that the mountains will become like sand upon which a person will slide. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sky, that as magnificent as it may seem, that also will burst asunder on the coming of the day of Qiyamah. كَانَ وَعْدُهُ مَفْعُولًا. And the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly take place. In other words, all of this is the promise of Allah. There is no one that can stop this promise of Allah happening. There is no one that can stop Allah from this promise taking place. It is certainly going to happen. It is a certainty. إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرًا. Certainly, this is advice. The surah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the very early part of his nubuwat. It is advice. This Quran, it is advice. Advice from who? It is the advice and the tadhkira of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously we are to take heed. But Allah says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Whoever desires, اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Then that person should chalk out a path. That person should make a path towards his Rabb, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The advice is here that we need to make a resolute intention. We need to resolve. We need to be determined that this is the path that we want to take. And that is the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it all for us in this Quran, particularly in the surah, that now choose the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Take these advices of Allah. Fulfill these commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person will reach Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.